Woo. Thank you all. Woo. Thank you, God. I might have to compose myself for a minute here. Woo. I might just fall out here if I do. Somebody just come pray over me if that happens. We'll get to it when we get to it. You know, just woo. Yours is the kingdom and yours is the power. The word is power. Power. You have power. Who you are in Christ. Who you are. You have power. That word, throughout this message, you are going to hear it. Every time you hear it, the word power or a word with power in it, I want you to shout. Everybody say power. Say it again. Hit me. Power. Yeah, if the band was here and I say hit me, I'd have them go, you know, just power. Yes. Isaiah 62 says, 60 verse 2 says, see, the darkness covers the earth and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you and his glory appears over you. His glory appears over you no matter what the darkness is around you. People, this is a critical time in our nation's history. It's a critical time in the world. See, the Holy Spirit is visiting his peoples with power. Yes, as darkness in our country and within the world rapidly increases, he is visiting us. The Spirit is coming to us. Now, there's two things happening. Two things happening at this time, at the exact same time. Those with the light are getting even brighter. Those who have light are becoming brighter. People are no longer settling and sitting and watching and waiting and just accepting things as they are. People with light are standing up. And they're taking charge and they're taking command, command of their homes, command of their communities, command of the schools. People with the light are now waking up and letting that light be and shine. And I'm grateful for that. But at the same time, exactly at the same time, those in darkness or the darkness all around us is even getting darker. Two things happening simultaneously, exactly at the same time. Deuteronomy 32, verse 28 says, they are a nation without sense. There's no discernment in them. A nation without sense. Kind of sounds like the United States right now. We have lost our minds and have lost our way with some of the stuff we allow and accept in our community and in our country. We need to look with confidence for God's promises to pour out his Spirit and empower his people to do great things in the Spirit. Did you know that your spirit is more powerful than your flesh? Did you know that? See, the Holy Spirit who lives in you, and if you are born again, is greater than anything of this world, including your flesh, including that. Therefore, you do not have to be controlled by your flesh. You should be excited about knowing that you do not have to be controlled by your flesh. You see, here's the thing. We are free. We do not have to be captive to the things of this world. We don't have to be tricked at all about the things and the lies of the enemy. You can walk away from drugs and alcohol. You can walk away from sexual perversions. You can walk away from impure thoughts and thinking. You can walk away because you have the power and can take authority. Take authority. Luke 10:19, Jesus says, and I like to listen when he says something. I don't know about you, but I pay attention. He says, I have given you authority to trample on the snakes and the scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Overcome the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. Nothing will harm you. See, here's the thing. If you believe it, you can achieve it. I know y'all heard that before. Believe and achieve, right? And that's what his word is saying right here. He's giving you the authority. Here's the thing. The verse now doesn't mean that nothing will ever come against you. It doesn't say that. Doesn't say you're never going to step into something, walk into something, or be caught up in something. Anybody ever been caught up in something? Right. Me too. All right. So this verse doesn't mean that. But it does say that when hard times come against us, God has given us the power. That's right. To remain peaceful, even in the midst of the most difficult situations. Remember that God is able to do more than all that we ask or imagine or anything according to his power. And it's that is within us. This power. Amazing. I don't know. Did I lose my thing? Did I lose it? Yo, do we need a battery? Be doing all that. There, look at that. There we go. Getting excited and shutting myself off. Just, wow. Woo. Yes, God. It's a body. Woo. We about to, because that means we about to go this morning. Here we go. Woo. All right. Now, this power that God has given each of you is amazing. However, many Christians, they don't know how to activate it. They don't know how to activate the power. See, they don't really believe that God will personally work in and through them. Why do we do this? Why do we do this? What is wrong with us? Like what was the word said? We're a nation that has no sense. We're full of people that have no sense. That's how you get a nation with no sense. Remember that Jesus said, it shall be done for you as you have believed. The scary thing is what's the opposite of that? It's going to be done if you believe. But if you don't believe, ain't nothing getting done. It's not going to happen. We need to reverse that a little bit and understand what that's really saying. My friends, I challenge you to dare to believe that God has given you the power to do awesome things for him. Things that you can only do because your spirit is what? More powerful than your flesh. In order to receive this power, we must remain in God's presence, and then we can show and bear good spiritual fruit. John 15:5 says, Jesus promises, if a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. In other words, by spending time with God, you will develop valuable spiritual fruit. Then the world will see the fruit and recognize nothing else that you are a person who spent time with Jesus. How cool is that? Today, people tend to seek the gifts first without seeking the fruits. They try to go right for those gifts. They try to go right and bypass all the little stuff that you have to do first. See, we must first have the fruit of the Spirit at work if we want God to entrust us with the gifts of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12:4-11. I'm going to read this. Verse says, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit is the one that distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but all of them and everyone is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To the